Answerer. May I ask what this is regarding? You. Sure. I know this might sound a bit odd. I use this type of lead-in whenever making off-the-wall requests. It softens it and makes the person curious enough to listen before spitting out an automatic no. But I'm a first-time author and just read his interview in Time Out, New York. This answers the questions they'll have in their head. Who are you and why are you calling now? I like to be a first-time something to play the sympathy card, and I find a recent media feature online to cite as the trigger for calling. I'm a long-time fan. I call people I'm familiar with. If you can't call yourself a long-time fan, tell them that you have followed the mentor's career or business exploits for a certain number of years. And have finally built up the courage to call him. Don't pretend to be strong. Make it clear you're nervous and they'll lower their guard. I often do this even if I'm not nervous. For one specific piece of advice. It wouldn't take more than 2 minutes of his time. Is there any way you can help me get through to him? The wording here is critical. Ask them to help you do something. I really, really appreciate whatever you can do. Answerer. Just a second. Let me see if he's available. 2 minutes later. Here you go. Good luck. Rings to another line. John Grisham. John Grisham here. You. Hi, Mr. Grisham. My name is Tim Ferriss. I know this might sound a bit odd, but I'm a first-time author and a long-time fan. I just read your interview in Time Out, New York, and finally built up the courage to call. I have wanted to ask you for a specific piece of advice for a long time, and it shouldn't take more than 2 minutes of your time. May I? Just rework the gatekeeper paragraph for this, and don't dilly-dally. Get to the point quickly and ask for permission to pull the trigger. John Grisham. Okay, go ahead. I have to be on a call in a few minutes. You, at the very end of the call. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time. If I have the occasional tough question, very occasional, is there any chance I could keep in touch via email? End the conversation by opening the door for future contact. Start with email and let the mentoring relationship develop from there. Tools and tricks. Confirming sufficient market size. Writer's Market. www.writersmarket.com. Here you'll find a listing of thousands of specialty and niche magazines, including circulation and subscription numbers. I prefer the print version. Standard Rate and Data Services. www.srds.com. Check out this resource for annual listings of magazine and company customer mailing lists available for rent. If you're considering creating a how-to video for duck hunting, check out the size of customer lists from hunting gun manufacturers and related magazines first. Use the print version in libraries instead of paying for the somewhat confusing online access.